Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 1 July 2026. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, and you're in for a real treat. Now, I'll tell you about just a minute. Before I do that, though, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in the office all day tomorrow. I'll be here personally all day. The office is open every day, but I'll be here tomorrow from 9 to 4 myself. If you'd like to say hi to me or talk to me, asking questions, if I can do anything at all that can I can bless you, let me know tomorrow, okay? Let me know. If I can help you at all, I will. And I do mean that. You want to place an order, give a donation, Crystal will be here to take care of that. You give us a call tomorrow in the office at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please call 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you. And don't forget, this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, we'll be doing our Bible studies, our Christian worldview news and commentary. We'll be coming across 11:30, 1 o'clock. We'll be doing our Bible study. And today we're going to have Dustin Nemos want to join us for an hour and share some thoughts with us this coming Saturday. So join us by going to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble, and there will be. If you can't do that, if you don't have a computer, you can call a phone number. A lot of folks do that. I love it when somebody calls from Germany or somewhere else. It's such a blessing. You can call 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013 and listen on the phone. We do want to hear from folks. We love it when you're there. And we try to take time, take a phone call or two when we have time to do that. But please join us if you can in Bible study, okay? And I want to say that tonight we're going live. We're going live on a brand new station in Stark, Florida. WEAG, Dave Krieger, is now the owner of that station. He's working the board himself right now, trying to get everything working and make sure that we're going across there in good style. As best he can do for a hillbilly anyway, I guess. But we'll do what we can do. But anyway, so we're excited to have come on board tonight with a live broadcast that covers Stark, Florida, covering the Jacksonville. Welcome, listeners. And I mean that. This program may be a little different than what you're used to, but before you throw rocks at me, listen to four or five of them. I broadcast live, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Monday through Wednesday. And you can join us, start, of course, next Monday again for another live broadcast and see if you like what you hear. This is totally a Christian-based absolutely a Christian-based broadcast that covers all issues. We shy from no issue. And we're going to tell you the truth. Some people like it, some people don't. And I do appreciate y'all being there. And tonight, we're going to bring on our first time appearance for a gentleman that I've watched online quite often. We've showed his videos in our church services, actually, in our Christian Worldview News. We're going to bring up Mr. Stu Peters. Now, if you are in a podcast at all and do anything on the internet, you probably know who Stu Peters is. Now, and I'm going to ask him to give me about a two-minute idea of who he is. Then we're going to discuss some topics tonight, folks. And, of course, Bob, there, we'll open up the phone lines, as always, for your comments and questions. But it's an honor to have you, Stu. Welcome to the broadcast, and thanks for joining us tonight. Okay, I don't hear Stu. Is Stu still there, Todd? I do not hear him. Okay.
You can hear me now?
There he is. Okay.
I was jiving out to the music, and it said, "This is war," and I couldn't stop thinking about that because it's so true. And I'm jealous about your schedule, too. You won Monday through Wednesday. Wow.
Yes.
I don't know. I always stumble over this question about, tell us who you are and why you're here and what you do. I spent a long time as a bounty hunter, 15 years chasing down level one felony fugitives for, crimes against persons, warrants, gangs, guns, drugs, homicide, molestation, things like that. And then when George Floyd, I'm from Minneapolis, and when George Floyd overdosed here in Minneapolis, died of a fentanyl overdose, I was there. I was literally there. I was two blocks away, and I was hanging out in a corner store grabbing a cup of coffee with some of the Minneapolis cops, and I saw all of these things happen in real time. So I was able to see the pallets of bricks coming in. I was able to see the busloads of paid agitators coming in, Maxine Waters flying in from California, and I saw the stand down order. I was there. I was listening to the radio traffic. I was at the third precinct just before they lit it on fire. And I heard the stand down orders come from the Minneapolis Police Department. But then I saw the media coverage of what was happening. And when they were lying about everything, everything, I started streaming on my Facebook page. And I started with an audience of about 7 people, which quickly turned into 70 and then 700 and then 7,000. Pretty soon I lost my Facebook, so I went over to YouTube. I existed there for a while until COVID came along. And by then we were garnering millions of views every single day across various different platforms. And, here I am. So we have, just kind of remained obedient around here, I guess. I mean, this is definitely a calling. I would say I got lost on my way to a real career in the Matrix.
Well, I have to say, when you saw what happened to Floyd, it must have frustrated you very much to see what was going on and not being able to do much about it. For the whole country to be fed lies and cause such an uprising and have trash like, I forgot her name, when you mentioned Jackson, I think it was. I mean, coming in and instigating more riots and burning properties and tearing up property, that had to make you very angry.
I guess I don't really know about anger. I don't get angry very easily. But I was just, I felt this incessant need to get the truth out, this urgent need, rather, to get the truth out to people who I knew were being lied to. So, rather than complain about the evil and the darkness, I was just trying to be a light.
Amen. Well, I understand that. I've been doing this going on 34 years now, and God's blessed us richly. There are many times I've tried to quit, and every time I try to quit, he expands the audience and does other things. Like, he just started some station there in Florida, and I was thinking about retiring at, at the middle of the year and going off the air. And he said, not yet. So anyway, we're going to do our best to keep it going. And I understand, Stu, what you're saying. But you talk about people being lied to. I don't know that there's ever any words of truth come across the news media any longer. From our political leaders, I don't know that there's ever any truth out of them any longer. I mean, it's got to the point anymore that people become so paranoid because all the lies have been told, they don't want to believe, do they?
No. I say oftentimes we live under the empire of lies. And when you understand who has dominion over this world, when you understand that God gave Satan control, you view things through a completely different lens. And these things become less of a surprise and more of, the fulfillment of expectation. Like, well, I expect this to happen, and then it does. And when the government tells me to turn left, I go right. I do the opposite of everything the corporate mainstream media tells me to do, and it ends up being almost 100% right 100% of the time. And so, my journey on this network has taken obviously a lot of different turns, and you know, the corporate press has tried to hit me over the head. Everybody from the New York Times to the Rolling Stone, USA Today, you know, the Daily Beast, Media Matters, and then, you know, I mean, even like BBC and NBC, they did big specials on what a dangerous individual I am when I started talking about Israel controlling our country and our government. And I was warned, like people were telling me outside external pressure, people were telling me inside of my own organization, like this is not something that you want to look at or talk about. This is the one thing that will get you canceled from everywhere. And when I was told that, I felt like, well, this is the thing that we need to be looking at. So for the last couple of years, of course, that's what I've been on. And so when October 7th came, which, you know, in my opinion, was a false flag. There was a stand down order. And when that happened, and I saw that it took 20 hours for these people who call themselves Israelis to respond to what they reported were, you know, massive attacks and, you know, mass sexual assaults being committed and all of these other things, I was thinking to myself, so you're telling me that the people who the media and who my government have told me for virtually my entire life are low IQ, savage cavemen, goat herders, were capable of defeating the Iron Dome that I fund, that my parents funded, that you fund, that all of my fellow Americans fund? We have been told that this is the most fortified border on the face of the earth and that our greatest ally must be protected by the most elite military in all of world history, which is the United States military. And it took 20 hours. So, you know, immediately I was, here we go. You know, this is the Greater Israel Project. They needed a pretext. They needed justification to steamroll Gaza, to steamroll Palestine, to steamroll the West Bank. And now they're back in Syria with American support. And now they're in Lebanon committing a genocide with American support, American taxpayer dollars, American military cover. And now we are locked into this war with Iran as a proxy for the Israeli war machine. And now, you know, the Section 224 of the 2027, you know, National Defense Act, we're going to merge with Israel. So there's going to be no line of distinction between the United States government and Israel, between the United States military and the IDF. And I'm just over here going, guess what? All of these, you know, these hit pieces, these articles, all of the names, the anti-Semitic, the conspiracy theorist, all of that. Guess what? The entire time I was right. And I was right about Trump, too, when that wasn't popular. I think what you said, you know, kind of in the introduction.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. There's a little bit of a delay here.
I think, you know, that'll turn a lot of people against you talk about Trump, but go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In the lead up to your introduction of me, you said, you know, we tell the truth around here, and some of you might not like that. Look, I don't like it. I was a big Trump supporter when he came down that golden escalator and was saying all of the right things and had all of the talking points licked. And he was, you know, like talking like a regular American, an America First, Make America Great Again, Take America Back platform. He was talking about jailing the criminals inside of our government. He was talking about draining the swamp and closing the border and kicking all these people out, mass deportations, no more wars. And every single one of those critical campaign promises, a merit-based economy, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But mainly, I think what most people were concerned about was the wars. I mean, he very, you know, truthfully pointed out that, you know, Marco Rubio shouldn't be running for office because he would be controlled by Israel. He would take more money from Sheldon Adelson and Miriam Adelson and from AIPAC, and that he would be a puppet. And now look what we have. We have AIPAC's $300 million man who has dragged us into this war with Iran. And a lot of people probably don't know if they are of the baby boomer generation and they are still plugged into their Fox News machines. They probably haven't heard this or even know that Donald Trump bombed seven countries in the first year of his second term. And that is a record for all other former presidents in their whole entire terms. So seven countries he's bombed. I mean, we're running bombing campaigns in Somalia right now. Do people actually know that?
You know, we have been for a while.
I don't think people realize, you know, the fleecing that's going on here. And as uncomfortable as that truth might be, and as big of a letdown as that might be, if we just allow the spirit of complacency and apathy and willful ignorance, I guess you would call it, like, I'm going to turn a blind eye to that. And the reason for that, Butch, is because so many people put all of their eggs in the Donald Trump basket, you know, because the country was so bad. And everybody knows that. Everybody knew that the country was bad. Everybody knew that, you know, the ship needed to be righted. Something had to be changed. And they put it all in Trump. And that is the problem with putting your faith in man. That is the problem with idolatry when it comes to a figure that you believe is going to ride in on some white horse and draw his sword and fight for. That's not what he's doing. From the very beginning, he was controlled by Israel. And now all of that is out in the wide open. It's slapping everybody in the face. And we have to be truthful and honest with it, because if we're going to have solutions-based conversations, we first have to admit that there's a problem. It's like being an alcoholic or a crackhead.
I agree. That's, you know, you're right. Jeremiah 17:5 just verified in Scripture what you said about putting your trust in man. But, you know, when you're sliding off a cliff and all you grab a hold of is a stick, and that was Trump was a stick, we grabbed a hold of that and hoped it would hold. That was our idea.
And I'm not blaming people for that, because they are victims of a system that has been weaponized against Americans since at least 1948, okay? And the media is the propaganda arm of the United States government, which is obviously not a body of people who represents their constituents. You know, the left and the right, the Republicans and the Democrats, aren't swooping into Washington, D.C. every day and taking off the gloves and duking it out across the fake aisle and hitting below the belt to do what they think is best for their constituents and their respective congressional districts. They're not doing that. They are all beholden to the same master. And so what I refer to American politics as is the entertainment arm of the military-industrial complex, which is headquartered on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv. The private equity oligarchs, you know, the BlackRocks and the Blackstones and the Vanguards and the State Streets. The media is funded by these people. So whether you're watching Fox News or CNN, you are getting either a conservative brand of Zionism or you are getting a liberal brand of Zionism. But make no mistake, you are getting a pro-Israel message across the board. And I've just about had it. And I think that, you know, that message is becoming very mainstream. You have political candidates that are actually running on a platform that is solely focused on being anti-Israel, not even anti-Zionist, anti-Israel. This relationship is like that of a tick to a dog. They have leached on to the American people. There is now no line of distinction between us. And if Israel decides, hey, we want your intel on your people, now, according to the National Defense Authorization Act, in an actual merger of the United States with our occupiers, this place that they named Israel to dupe 2.4 billion Christians into believing it's the Israel of the Bible, there is no turning back after that.
I agree. I totally agree. And we're seeing, somebody once said, if you want to know who controls you, see who you can criticize. Well, obviously, we know who that is already. You know, I did want to get into something, and what you're saying is all true, but this, we could talk about that for 2 or 3 hours and never touch surface. But I do want to get into the fact that Donald Trump also is, I guess you say, pro electronic tracing and tracking through the.
He wants to be the AI president.
He does. That's why, and he admitted it. He said that. And I'm seeing something that really, to me, is very alarming. I'm seeing the beast system grow rapidly with total control over everyone. And not people laugh about this, if you want to. The Israeli government is actually tracking churches and Christians to see what they're saying about them and offering them money.
Can I just add something here that might shock your audience?
Go ahead.
You probably have not heard this, but Erica Kirk's mom's name is Lori Francfe. Lori Francfay owns a company called Superfeed Tech. Superfeed Tech is actually registered with FARA as a foreign agent of Israel. That foreign agent of Israel was deployed against American Christians in their Turning Point connected churches and at Turning Point events, including Charlie Kirk's memorial, to geofence their locations, to geo-tag their phones, to get into their, you know, where, what websites they're navigating, what it is that they're talking about, so they can push fundraising promotions through to them as SMS text messages and through their emails and put them as ads on their social media profiles on the various platforms. We have been spied on by the people who, you know, quote unquote conservatives in this country have been convinced are their heroes. And they've just been lied to over and over again. But as far as, you know, the AI president, you have Melania Trump out here doing press conferences with this Brigitte Macron, this mentally ill man pretending to be a woman. And, you know, she is saying things like, hey, we're going to put AI-controlled robots in your students' classrooms. So now, not only is AI out here to seize control of your brain, but it's actually being presented as an authority figure. For example, when you were watching over the FIFA or any of the other, like, World Cup events, whatever these things were, you saw these AI-controlled robotic dogs, the canine dogs, the bomb-sniffing dogs. Yes. Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, well, that's really cute. Okay, well, so now a canine cop, a police dog, is an AI-controlled robot. My kid's teacher in school is a humanoid AI-controlled robot. The doctor soon will be an AI-controlled robot. And if you really want to get down to brass tacks, they already are. You know, during COVID-19, when you presented with some symptoms and you went into the doctor's office, and it's not even COVID, it's everything. If you go into the doctor's office and you say, well, these are my symptoms, they're punching your symptoms into a system called Epic. They have these Epic machines in the hospitals. And when they punch in your symptoms, AI analyzes that, and then it spits out a diagnosis, a prognosis, and a treatment procedure, prescriptions. Well, do you know how that's controlled? By whatever pharmaceutical company pays the most to place their products inside of that Epic AI algorithm, so that it will diagnose you with something that is listed on their prescription as something that their, you know, concoction can treat. So for COVID-19, it was remdesivir. You know, they have all kinds of different poisonous toxins that they want to shove down the throats of the American people. And that is the Western medicine, big pharma industrial complex working at the direction of AI. And soon, you know, it'll be the cops. They're already doing this with judges. Imagine, you know, going to court, you know, standing trial, God forbid, having to defend yourself in a criminal case, or even worse, you're in the family court system trying to keep your kids from being kidnapped by the state and sold off into sex slavery. You have these judges that are sitting on the bench, but in the courtroom is an AI listening system that's listening to the case, and then the AI is telling the judge how to rule in your case. So if people, you know, think that AI is this great thing, and why not have Donald Trump be the AI president? He represents, you know, a forward-thinking president of the future. It's advanced. We have to advance. This is what it's designed for. It is designed for not only the track, trace, and control of your actions and of your speech, but it is also an attempt to hack your brain and to program you, and actually to not only program your behavior, but to program your beliefs, to program a change in your beliefs, in your belief system. We talked briefly this morning, Pastor Butch. You've all know Harari said this. This is not a Stu Peters show conspiracy. This is not a Pastor Butch conspiracy. This is not a couple anti-Semites talking about this psychopath, you know, Jewish Yuval Noah Harari of the World Economic Forum. He said that they were going to aim to delete the God gene. He said that they were going to create gods with AI. He said that AI will know more about people in a matter of seconds than those people know about themselves. And then they will use the information that they gather and that data to manipulate and to control these people. and these people will never know what hit them. They will be so psychologically katana'd by the AI ninja that they just won't even see it coming until it's too late. So that's why I think it's really important to sound the alarm on AI.
When they're building the data centers everywhere, thousands of them across the country, and they're putting them in, people don't want them. They're overriding the people. And I don't know how they're persuading the
But they're putting them in anyway. So let me just pose this question. If you have a community of people who are vocally opposed to the construction of an AI data center or a data center in their community, like the one in, what was it, Utah, that, you know, I mean, it takes more energy than the entire state of Utah currently uses. It's owned by a foreign billionaire, some Canadian guy, you know, and then.
That Canadian guy is on the Shark Tank. Forget his name.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And so these guys, this whole community, the entire community goes in opposition to this. They are vocally screaming. They're shouting down the county commissioners. And the county commissioners, what they do is they smack their gavel on the table, you know, cosplaying, LARPing as some sort of an authority figure. And then they threaten to call the police, to use the Gestapo to come in and remove people who they are supposed to answer to. You know, they work at the pleasure of the people, the citizens of their county, and they're threatening, and then they call the police, and the police use the threat of deadly force because they bring guns into the situation. And I don't say this to be hyperbolic. This is very real. I mean, we're watching Marines get their arms broken in the people's house by sitting senators of the United States because he questions our war with Iran for Israel. These people come in and they shut these people down. They shut the meeting down. You know, they order. And then these county commissioners go behind closed doors. And within 5 minutes, they put a stamp of approval on this data center. Okay, my question is, where are our people? How is it that these county commissioners who are approving the construction of the jail, the prison cells for the minds of your children, the prison cells for you, for your finances, for the incoming imminent great financial reset, for the crackdown on speech and movement and thought? That's what these people are doing. And by the way, they're depleting your water table. They're taking all the electricity and power. These rolling blackouts are coming. The onus will be on you. The message from the government and their friends in the corporate media will be, well, you have to sacrifice for this, just like it was sacrificed for COVID-19. 15 days to flatten the curve. Oh, we'll just wear this mask. Oh, we'll just take this injection that you know nothing about that contains nanotechnology and mRNA that will permanently alter your genes. You know, just like with the Iran war. Oh, well, you just have to temporarily deal with the oil price surge and the cost of fuel at the pump. You have to make these sacrifices. Well, now you got to shut off your lights. Now you got to shut off your electricity. Where are our people? Why are these people, these county commissioners, now after doing something like that, able to go out in the community where our people live and go dine peacefully and, you know, go to the library peacefully or, you know, go to the same supermarket that you do peacefully? These people, I encourage everyone who's listening to you to publicly shout these people down. These people need to be accosted and they need to be run out of our cities and told that they're not welcome to mingle where the American people gather, because they're not.
Good point. And very clearly said, folks. I mean, these people are not going to back down because you say please. Tyrants have never backed down because you said please, don't bother us any longer. It takes a stand, and God forbid it ever leads to violence, but it does take a stand. And we're losing our country. My tyrant. Back at the break, folks. A lot more. Plus your phone calls. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America: cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs.
fees. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. Superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and our guest tonight is Stu Peters, and I'm going to let Stu tell you how you can listen to him and check him out online, and then, as I said, we'll take phone calls, too. If you have any questions, comments, please feel free to call. We'd love to hear from you at 717-300-1698. Stu, how can people find out more about you?
StuPeters.com, obviously, that's S-T-E-W, by the way, like the stuff you eat. Stu, S-T-E-W, Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S.com. I'm also on X at Real Stu Peters, and those are probably the best primary places to track me down.
Okay. And you've been doing this for how long now?
2020, when I started complaining about what I was seeing in Minneapolis over the George Floyd deal. And then, of course, COVID-19 is where many people really learned of the Stu Peters Show, the Stu Peters Network, whatever you want to call it. Because at that time, I was doing a lot of heavy lifting. I was all over the place with documentary film projects and all of the experts, everybody, all the doctors, the researchers, the scientists, the self-proclaimed inventor of the mRNA technology. That Dr. Robert Malone psychopath was on my show as well. So, I mean, everybody who was connected to this was on my show, and we were peeling back the layers of the onion daily. And that's probably where, you know, my name got put on the map for you. If you have heard of me before, if you haven't, welcome. I'm really glad that you have now, and I hope that you'll give me a shot. Like you asked, hey, maybe what I'm saying today is not for you, but just give me a few days understand where it is that I'm coming from. And sometimes when I talk, especially to a new audience, it's like drinking from a fire hose, because this is a lot of information that makes people uncomfortable. And I do understand that what I'm saying, well, that's just BS, because it goes against the core of your belief system, because it pricks at, you know, everything that you have ever been taught is real by way of your media, and a lot of times even, you know, from the pulpit at church. So just give me a shot, StuPeters.com or on X at Real StuPeters.
Okay, and folks, do check him out. I guarantee you that you'll like what he's saying if you want the truth. Again, you may not understand it all up front. I don't expect anybody to. I sure didn't. And I have learned over a lot of years of experience, I'm 78 years old now, almost, in September, that it's harder to unlearn than it is to learn. So bear with yourself and bear with me and folks like me that are trying to maybe bring some ideas to your mind that may sound foreign to you. Now, Stu, what I see happening, obviously, with these data centers is more total control of everything we do. I mean, it's not even hidden anymore. I had to rent a car. I had to, somebody backed into my Jeep and I had to rent a car, and they gave me a Nissan Rogue. Nice little vehicle. I mean, it was a good little car. But when you start it up, it said right on the dashboard, right on the screen, the computer screen. And this is a paraphrase, that what happens in this car is we're being reported to Nissan for evaluation and whatever, some kind of, gets technical information. So right on the screen, it says this car is telling Nissan what you're doing. Now, to me, that's kind of obvious, and a lot of people weren't paying attention to it, but that bothered me a little bit. But I knew this, probably all vehicles that are 24 or higher doing the same thing. But we've been spied upon all day long, aren't we?
Well, yeah, of course. And now Ford came out with a vehicle that reads your facial expressions. So if you appear to be distraught, hot or tired, or if your eyes are doing something that the vehicle doesn't like, the vehicle will shut down and you just can't go anywhere. Uh-huh. So if you are a farmer with a Ford truck, you know, a lot of farmers have Ford trucks. If you are a farmer, listen up to this, might want to switch. You know, you have an accident on the farm. Somebody cuts themselves with some kind of big machinery, heavy machinery, large apparatus, you know, somebody... An accident happens, something catastrophic. Of course you are distraught. So the first thing you want to do is run to your Ford truck so that you can, you know, come to the aid of this person who needs help or transport them to the hospital or whatever it might be. You won't be able to go anywhere because Ford's camera and Ford's AI system will have detected that you are too distraught to safely operate a motor vehicle. So, yes, I mean, there are so many things. It is endless. I don't know if you've looked into the flock cameras, but
yes.
With everything that has been said about these flock cameras, maybe we should start asking about the flock cameras in Provo, Utah on September 10th, 2025, when Charlie Kirk, we are told, was gunned down by a cross-eyed sniper called Tyler Robinson, who cannot be connected in any way to the shooting of Charlie Kirk, because Charlie Kirk wasn't shot. He was killed by way of an exploding weaponized lavalier microphone, just like high-ranking member of Hezbollah were killed by Israeli exploding pagers.
That's true. That's very true. You still there?
I think I am. Okay. Everywhere you look, anyway, but there are these flock cameras everywhere you look.
They're everywhere. And again, it's all by control. But, you know, this is prophesied in the scriptures. We know that. This is part of the beast system, total control. You know, Satan can't be everywhere at one time, but he can have minions, so to speak, everywhere at one time, waiting to... you know, to find out what you're doing, what you're into. Let's talk to Joe in Canada. Joe, welcome. Come on in.
Hello there. Pastor Butch, congratulations. Yes. For having Stu Peters on there. Good for you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, I hope you don't find this trivial, but something's interesting me, and I wanted to talk to somebody about it. I did see online within the last couple of weeks where a town in Idaho managed to put the kibosh on a data center. They got it stopped. Well, just amazingly and conveniently, you may have heard online again yesterday, I think, a hell of a storm came through there and dropped 8 inches of hail on Idaho. Now, I'm a suspicious guy, and I wonder if there could be a connection between those two events.
Well, now you know that just a coincidence. Now, Joe, doesn't he, Stu?
Yeah. Anyway,
the government has. The government, this occupied force, I don't even like referring to them as government because really it just lends credibility. This is part of the psychological programming. You have been programmed to believe that your government has, like a legitimate jurisdiction or authority over you and that you should do what your government says. So I don't even like to refer to that. A crime syndicate is what I like to call them. And the crime syndicate has proven time and time again that they will use biological weapons of war. They will use weather manipulation and geofencing and cloud seeding and poisonous toxin sprays. And they will use weather. They've admitted this, that they will use weather. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
I heard a loud beep.
Yeah, that was probably Joe.
They will use weather. I don't know about the hailstorm. I guess I hadn't been made aware of that yet. I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
Yeah, I'm sure it is too. Well, let's go to Brady in Arizona. Brady, welcome. Come on in.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. And Stu, I've been listening to you for about 5 years, and thank God for all your work that you did with the COVID. It enlightened me. And what I don't like is pretty much they got away with maiming millions of people and killing millions of people with the COVID jab. And not one person really had to pay. Donald Trump was what? What did he always say? I brought it to you warp speed. But then again, with the frequency towers, nobody really did anything with it. And we and you know both, they're not cell towers. Those are frequency towers. And when they target the human body, they can turn on any condition within the body, cancer, heart disease, you name it, with the change of a frequency through that supposed cell tower.
Brady, they can also control your emotions. They make you angry. They make you sad. All this part of it.
Correct. Why can't we do like Vladimir Putin and the Blade Runners and start chopping them down?
Well, more people are saying things like that. And it's going to come to that. I do believe that. As Dimitri Dubin prophesied back in the 80s, America's going to civil war. There won't be attacks from the outside. But nonetheless, it's going to happen. I don't like it. But these people are given no choice. Either we lay down and take it, or we stand up and say no, and it's going to cost something. And Stu, you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that people are going to ultimately decide, hey, well, you have given us no opportunity to petition this government to redress our grievances. Voting doesn't matter. We can't vote our way out of this. You won't listen to us. You close the doors. You kick us out. You threaten the police on us when we show up at your meetings. You hold closed-door meetings. You hold secretive meetings. You delete flight logs from, like tracking radar apps. You are the most deceptive group of liars and criminals and frauds and sexual degenerate perverts that anybody has ever witnessed. They're committing crimes at levels that are basically incomprehensible at this point, and we are left with no other choice now but to take matters into our own hands, whatever that looks like. I believe that obviously, yes, we are reaching a boiling point. People are going to become desperate, and I think that more and more people are seeing the suffering, the plight, the negative impact that's coming now to their front doors, because it's coming to the front door of more and more people very rapidly. And now they're like, well, what is this? And by the time they realize what hit them, they're waking up en masse. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely believe that. And as far as the accountability thing is concerned, this ties right into the question or the beginning of the conversation when he came on and said, he appreciated the work that I did through COVID, but sadly nobody was held accountable. Yeah, well, because the people who control the agencies that are charged with the responsibility of investigating criminals, are they themselves the world's most infamous criminals? Cash Patel is a criminal and he runs the FBI. Pete Hegseth is a criminal and he runs the Department of Defense. These people are bona fide criminals who are willing to do anything that they are asked to do, as long as it means that the compromat that has been obtained on them doesn't get released to the public, or as long as the shekels keep flowing their direction and they can continue living in their life of luxury. These people believe that they are immune to what is coming. They are sadly mistaken, because they are not.
That's pretty true. Anything else, Brady?
Yeah, one last thing is, talking about the COVID, and then you talk about humanity right now, they're all going, we don't know why the birth rate's falling. Well, Stu, you and I both know that if you've been given the jab, you're sterile. Your ovaries are like a black egg from China, and you're shooting blanks if you're a male.
Okay. Good comments. Thanks for the call, Brady. Appreciate it. Folks, got lines open again. 717-300-1698. And, you know, Stu, people, as you're hearing, are hearing us, and their eyes are opening up, and we're by no means alone in this. And as you just discussed, eventually, a desperate people do desperate things. When no one will listen to them, there's no way to solve a problem without, well, what can I say, warfare. If that's all that's left to people, they have no choice. And I don't like that. I hate that idea. But that if you're pushed to the place where your family's in danger, and you either take a stand and protect them or you don't, I don't see we have a choice. Do you?
I don't know why saying that is controversial, to be honest with you.
I agree.
What do people expect? I mean, there are a group of people who will only respond to violence. It's just a fact. That is a fact. I didn't make it up. It's not a conspiracy theory, and I'm not inciting, you know, violence. That's what these people like to do. They like to program you into believing that words like militia are bad words. Well, no, they are not. They're actually words. I don't like the Constitution, but in the Constitution, trampling all over. Yes, that includes the Republicans. If you are one of these people who has faith in the political system, if you think that there are redeemable qualities, or that we actually live in this two-party representative constitutional republic, I'm here to tell you the Republican, Democrat, blue, red, left, right facade is a fallacy. It's one of the biggest lies you have ever been told. And it was told by the same people who control your media and by the same people who occupy your government, entertainment, film, Hollywood, academia, your institutions of learning, banking and finance, and all of the bureaucracies in this country. And those are the people who are pulling the strings from Rothschild Boulevard in Israel. It all comes back to this parasitic relationship with Israel.
Well, you know, but the sad part of it is it's been going on my lifetime, and I'm an old man. It's been going on all that, maybe not as in depth, but it's been going on for many, many years. There's nothing here. That's
yeah, probably
new.
Since the installation of the Federal Reserve in 1913.
I agree.
That is when the real war for America began, was when the central bank, the privately owned central bank known as the Federal Reserve, was instituted, was installed into this country, and we started trading on fiat currency, went away from the gold standard, and replaced it with high interest promissory notes payable back to the Federal Reserve. You're dealing with monopoly money. It's a system of usury. These people are usurious demons. They're the same people who charge you interest rates. They're the ones that have you, you know, saddled with debt when you're born in America. When you come out of the womb, you're saddled with debt. These are the people who are hawking reverse mortgages at people your age and entrapping people so to make sure that they can't leave their property to their, you know, to their loved ones and, you know, their kids and the generations that come after them. They're the people who keep you entrapped into unpayable, backbreaking student debt. And then what are you doing with that, you know, degree that you went and paid all of that money for that you will never be able to pay back? You're going into the workforce, and what's happening? Are you getting a job? Probably not, because your job is going to be taken over by the robots that they are manufacturing right now. So,
and even if you find a job, it doesn't pay what you thought you're going to earn anywhere near it. You're lucky a job at McDonald's. Let's get another caller on the line. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, welcome. Come on in.
Okay, we're talking about the ban. I want to talk about these wars that they're starting so that they can drag more of our fighting age people out of the country. You know, what have they got? 40-something and under for the draft. You're automatically signed up whether you want to be or not.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, that's both male and female. Go ahead.
Yeah. yeah, I was just wondering what Mr. Peters thought of all this. They're pulling all the fighting-age people out. Now, us older people, you know, we'll do our best. But even with God on our side, there's quite a few of us that are going to go, too.
Probably right. Stu, you have any comments to that?
Yeah, I have a comment for that. This is what you are looking at is a bloodletting ritual. It is a sacrifice on the altar of Greater Israel. Iran is the last domino to fall in the Middle East on the way to the conquest of Greater Israel, which again is not a conspiracy theory. They wear the map of Greater Israel on their military uniform sleeves. They bring the map of Greater Israel to the White House on all of their 6 million visits to pressure Congress and get standing ovations. Iran is part of Greater Israel, and it must fall in order for them to accomplish that objective. It's why they're taking land in Syria and in Lebanon. It's why they're taking Gaza and the West Bank, and they believe that they were chosen by God thousands of years ago to be the arbiters of life and death and to reign supreme from the superstate of Greater Israel, which right now actually happens to include the land that belongs to the people who have, you know, been on that land, inhabited that land for thousands and thousands of years. I'm talking about in the days of Christ. These people don't fight their own wars. For decades upon decades, we have been lied to about weapons of mass destruction and incubator babies and Al-Qaeda and ISIS, never mind the fact that our own CIA is responsible for radicalizing, for making ISIS happen. We funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Hezbollah, Hamas, all of these so-called terror networks are funded. They are the creation of the United States government and the intel apparatus in conjunction with the Israeli government and the Mossad, and then is funded by the American taxpayer. Well, they don't have the blood bank that it will take to topple Iran, because you can't do it from the air. You have to do it on the ground. Well, they tried to do that. It failed miserably. They lied to you about a downed pilot rescue when, in fact, what that was a botched uranium heist when they took two C-130s down and a couple of stealth fighter jets and helicopters. And then we quickly realized, well, not we, because I already knew, this occupied government quickly realized that Iran is a little bit more of a formidable opponent than what they had, you know, previously thought. So then we heard all the fake peace deal things and everything. This is just a stall. You know, this is by no means the end of the war or the de-escalation. The people in that region know this. I know this. People who are paying attention should know this, that we have seen nothing but escalation. And this is just a stall on the way to the big war, which is to go and take Iran and turn it into, you know, that plat of Greater Israel. And that is going to require conscription. That is going to require a draft. American support for this war is about zero. Nobody asked for this war. Nobody wants this war. There was a record-setting number of conscientious objectors, active duty service members who were participating in patriotic mutinies as they were trying to flood the toilets aboard the USS Gerald Ford and all of these other aircraft carriers and the carrier strike groups. There were fires in the laundry room. Yeah, what that was it was people saying in this war, which the United States kicked off, by the way, by murdering 165 elementary aged girls when they led that double tap strike on the Iranian schoolhouse. They don't want a part of this evil. They don't want to fight to uphold the Epstein class. And they see that, you know, I mean, basically, listen, Iran is fighting a war of national survival. They're fighting a 100% defensive war. They didn't start this war. They didn't have a nuke. They had a religious fatwa against the production of nuclear weapons. And even if they didn't, or even if they broke that fatwa, they didn't have an intercontinental ballistic missile that was capable of delivering a warhead that could harm the United States, that it could be a threat to America.
And I say this, Iran has already won the war. They won. I mean, America is crawling back on her knees now. Anything else, Jan?
Russia and China. I know that there are National Guardsmen headed to Germany, and I read the other day that they were reopening bases at least on Wake Island in the Pacific. So that's Russia and China.
Did you ask about what about Russia and China?
Well, she said we're putting troops again, National Guardsmen on different places. More or less, I would soon prepare for war with Russia, which we know is coming. And Sue, we're running out of time. I'll give about 30 seconds to answer that question. And thanks for the call, Jan. Go ahead, Sue.
All right. Well, real quickly, in 30 seconds, I will just say that Russia is not our enemy. They are a member of BRICS, which is, of course, a economic alliance. But you would be naive to think that it doesn't have a military component to it. Russia and China see a problem with Iran here, which is where all of the liquid gold comes from. Iran has the best oil. This is hurting the Russian economy. They're not our enemies here. They are going to come to the aid of Iran against this war of national survival for the survival of the Iranian people's civilization, which, by the way, are not low IQ Arab goat herders. They are the Persians that Esther tried to take out and failed. So there's a lot to that. I just can't do it all in 30 seconds.
Well, no, we're down at the last actually minute and a half here. And I want to, and folks, if you want to call, you better hurry, but I don't think we can put you in tonight. We're out of time. But Stu, this has been a powerful program. And I'm sure you and I both could talk for hours and just skim the surface of the things we want to share. But I'm going to be in touch with you sometime in the future. We're going to have to do this again, because we just barely got started. But as I was saying, we've already lost that war with Iran. I mean, Trump has lied and lied and lied. Well, Iran is begging to come to the table. They're crawling back to the table. They took a licking, like Hardy and Bale said did before. And they're laughing at him. I mean, our whole country's been scorned and mocked by the world.
There are only two ways that this war can end. The construction of Greater Israel and the completion of the spiritual crusade that these people who call themselves Israelis are on to become the Middle East superstate of Greater Israel. That's one way that it can end. They accomplish their goals. They reach their benchmark for success, and the rest of humanity is enslaved. Or the other way that it ends is with the destruction of Israel in its current state.
Well, I do know that many people in this country are turning their backs on Israel, and it's about time. But again, Stu, I'm not throwing stones at people, because for many, many years, I believe the same thing a lot of so-called Baptists believe today. And I was a Baptist. I'm not throwing stones at Baptists. I was a Baptist. But I believe that. I thought Israel was God's people. And when I read the scriptures and read what's going on in history, I know we were lied to. We were conned through Darby and Schofield and dispensationalism and all the other nonsense that's crippled the church in America and made it as useless as tits on a boar hog. They're just there. They're good for nothing. And that's just what it boils down to. You know, and it's sad. It truly is.
They are victims. And I'm not throwing stones either. I'm saying, hey, the information is easily and publicly discoverable and available. You can fact check anything that I'm saying. You can come and join me every day at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern on Rumble, on X, at StuPeters.com. You can sit with me in locals. I have a chat that's open all the time. We go over this stuff in depth. And I guess the only finger that I would point is if you are interested in this or may know that some of this is true and you want to look further, but you instead turn away,
yeah,
you know, and you choose to remain willfully ignorant. That I think I have a problem with, that apathy, that complacency, and allowing yourself to be gaslit or gaslighting yourself.
Well, that will damn them in this world in eternity to come. And Stu, we're down about 20 seconds left. And thank you so much again. And I will be in touch. And you do the same for me, okay?
Thank you, Pastor Bush. Appreciate it.
God bless you, my friend. Talk to you soon. Folks, we just told like it is. I mean, you can believe what you want, do what you want. We didn't pull any punches tonight. We did the best we could to cover a lot of news. And for all the new listeners tonight, Space System WAG, it'll probably shock you and make somebody maybe angry. But again, before you judge too quickly, keep watching some fruit, okay? We're back with you again Monday night, folks. We love you. God bless. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Good night. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.